Hey, are you ready to co-collaborate with the universe in order to unlock, unleash, and truly step into the life of your dreams? Well, my beautiful soul, you are exactly where you need to be, and you're receiving the exact message you need to step into a realm where dreams become reality and desires manifest into existence. But before we get into this week's episode, it's that time of year where I open up the doors to my always sold out transformative program, ITM, Into the Mystic. And in 4 weeks together, you and I will deep dive into the mystical realm of feminine energy, harness the power of the sun and the moon, tap into the ancient wisdom of crystals, align with your highest potential through shadow work, and master the frequency of, you guessed it, M-O-N-E-Y, money. This is your chance to embrace abundance, fulfillment, and true manifestation like never before. And for my valued podcast listeners, I'm offering an exclusive 20% discount on enrollment with the code ITM20. ITM20. Plus, I offer flexible monthly payment plans that are available to everyone to make this life-changing experience happen. Don't let this opportunity slip away. Step into the Mystic, which starts May 26th, and unleash the power within you. To start right now, just slide your finger over to the show notes and enroll today. Learn how to manifest the life of your dreams.
You're listening to the Manifest Miracles podcast, dialed into the frequency of abundance, always and in all ways. I'm Michelle J. Lamont, a manifestation master, author, speaker, and coach. And for the last 5 years, I've obsessively dedicated my life to uncovering, dissecting, and analyzing every aspect of the practices and modalities in which we call manifestation. We truly are more powerful than we can even imagine, and fully capable of manifesting miracles on the daily. Now, I can't tell you which thought leader or topic we'll be discussing in our 30-minute pod, but I do guarantee that in every single episode, you will learn something about your divine power, the collective, and how to attract or manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. So let's get started manifesting your miracle right now. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Manifesting Miracles, the podcast that is created for you to align with your highest and your best self every single time, making manifesting easy and almost like instantaneous. My name is Michelle Juanita Lamont. I'm a manifestation master, author, speaker, and coach extraordinaire. I offer courses, and I've designed a system that allows anybody in any place that you're at to sign in and start working and manifesting things into your reality. You see, we are here to evolve ourselves and to become the creators of our reality. And in order for us to do that, we have to get through some barriers, and we have to understand the structure and the way that this actually works. So I want to really talk to you today a little bit more about how it is that you manifest things into your reality. And if this is your first time tuning in, I want to debunk a couple of things, and I want to put the focus back in on other things. But if this is your first time tuning in, you are tuning in with over 140,000 listeners from around the globe tuning into this vibration, this frequency, and this energy. Why is it that your angels and your guides worked so hard for you to be in this vibration? Because you are already worthy. You might think, I don't come from the right background, or I don't look like somebody that should be somebody in the industry that I want to go into. And I don't sound like, and I don't communicate that way. And I'm not able to do these things. I want you to know that you were born in a body to come here and radiate, illuminate, and vibrate in the essence and the energy of everything that ever was and everything that will ever be.
You are here to create. Your first thing that you ever manifested when you came here to Earth was coming into this body. And since you decided to come to Earth, the teaching planet, I have decided to awaken, or the universe has decided to awaken me and allow me to help people just like you, no matter where your background is, no matter where you're coming from, no matter what you think that society has shown you so far. I'm here to teach you, share with you, and show you how powerful, how protected, and how special you are. And before we do anything else, I want you to know this from the bottom of my heart. I love you. I love you, and you are worthy. You are loved by so many that cannot be seen. You are protected. You are guided. And in this life, you are here and you are supposed to have fun, do good things, be joyous, be happy. But we live in a world and in a society that takes all of the lowest vibrations and amplifies those. Guilt, shame, insecurity, FOMO. All of the greed, all of the insecurities. I gotta be fucking perfect. I have to have this expensive car. I have to be married to the most perfect partner, or be with the most perfect partner. I have to have children. I have to have a political opinion. All of these things are so low vibrational. What is the most common thing? If you were to walk into a room with 10 people and you were to talk about how great the weather was, right? Oh my gosh, look at how beautiful and sunny it is. All these blue skies, all these fluffy white clouds, or if it's an overcast, I love overcast days, or if it's snowing, ah, look at the beautiful snow. I love the snow falling. You're going to have the majority of the people looking at you like, okay, whatever. But if you were to start the topic of the conversation as, can you believe we're getting more and more snow every single year? Boy, it's sure getting hotter every single year. Everything is getting worse. Energy, everyone's going to join in this conversation. Everybody has something negative to say. Everybody has an opinion of negativity. Why is that? Because it is the most common vibration that we are manifesting in here on Earth. Fear, everybody has it. Shame, everybody has it. Doubt, everybody has it. Insecurity, everybody has it. And so when so many people are really living and working and operating in this low vibrational state, you are sucked in, you are dragged in, you are pulled in to their reality. That's why you have to be so conscientious and so protective of your energy. The other day, somebody suggested a show on Netflix to me. Oh, hey, have you checked out this show? And I said, well, isn't that about murder? Well, no, it's a drama series about, you know, yes, this, that. And isn't the drama series based around a serial killer? Yes. No, thank you. No, thank you. You know why? Let me explain to you why. Let me explain to you why vibrationally, this is the worst fucking decision you can do. And if this is your first time tuning in, the F-bomb is dropped. And I love God, okay? I cuss and I can love Jesus. I cuss and I can love Buddha. I cuss and I can love myself. I cuss and I can love you, all right? I'm not religious. I'm a spiritual being, meaning that I believe that we're all come from the same creator, that we all have different origins. That's why we all have different blood types. You know, in the animal kingdom, an alligator has alligators, have all the same blood. Elephants have all the same blood. Why do we all have different types of blood? Like, I'm O negative. One of the most rare blood types there are. Like, I can't get that COVID that came here. Different things like that. And then other people get everything because of their blood type. So you don't know what you don't know. And so you can't just assume that people that you came here and to live in this low vibrational state. You came here to elevate every room that you walk into, every office that you walk into, every restaurant that you walk into, every place you go. The common energy is fear, is doubt, is insecurity. It's pain, it's suffering, it's shame. Oh, please don't look at me. What if they find out what's going on with me? What if they really understand me? What if they hear my inner thoughts? What if they know that I'm just a fucking fake, a liar, a slut, whore, divorced, cheater? What label is it that you're most fearful of? You're emanating that everywhere you go because you don't want anybody to think of you. And therefore, you're constantly thinking of that. And so therefore, you're constantly manifesting in that energy. So when that person came to me and said, hey, I really think that you should check out the series. The first thing I said was like, well, is there a lot of murder or fear or doubt or shame in it? And they were like, no, not really. And so I put the series on, and like the first 3 minutes, somebody is like violently murdered. Now, why would it be so important for me to be so conscientious of this? Is it because what I think about, I bring about? Well, yes, of course. Is it because I am intimidated? No, I can hold my own energy. It doesn't matter what's happening around me. I can contain and control what's in me. But what happens on a subconscious level is that I go into a fear mode, right? So now I'm a little bit more cautious. Now I might check my doors. Now I might be what? A vibrational match to those who want to do harm. You can't be a vibrational match to something. You can't attract something if you're not a vibrational match to it. I used to be obsessed with crime documentaries and serial killers. My reasoning and my rationale for that was that if I ever got kidnapped or assaulted, that I would know how all of the most crazy, there's a big hurricane coming to the city that I currently live in, St. Pete, Florida, and I didn't sleep a lot last night. So I'm going on low batteries here, friends. So the most deplorable, the most invasive, the most terrifying, the most insidious type of energy was coming from this one particular show. Well, what you find is that those shows are the most popular. The podcasts about true crimes are the most popular. Why? Well, for me, I was like, knowledge is power. And if I know how they think, then I can know how to get myself out of a really bad situation should that happen. Now that makes me more suitable to be a match to people who are looking for a victim, because we're both looking for this. I'm looking to be protective. He's looking for a victim. We're more a vibrational match. I'm not saying that victims are calling in their attackers. I've been raped. I've been assaulted mentally, verbally, emotionally, physically, sexually. And I don't think that I'm putting it in terminology of you'd cause this to happen. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that because I lived in that fear and that doubt and that insecurity, I was more a vibrational match to another person feeling and sensing that, and to another person. And these people look for the next victim. We carry a certain type of trait within us because we're connected to the fear. We're connected to the doubt. We're connected to the insecurity. So when you watch a scary movie or a violent movie or something, or you listen to true crime, all of a sudden, what happens? You are less in a state of comfort. You're less in a state of healed. You're less in a state of glory. You are more connected to the criminal and the crime than you are to the angel and the audience of love and the abundance of love. And when you're more connected to something that's dark and something that is low vibrational, well, then you're more likely to be subjugated to be a match to that. And when you're in love and happiness and joy, that doesn't mean you're only going to meet love and happiness and joy, but that means when the universe sends something fucking crazy down your path, you don't answer it with fear. You don't answer it with shame. You don't answer it with doubt. You answer it with love. You answer it with security. You answer it with the divine alignment. Because you know that you're worthy, and this is a minute, and this is a word right here. You have to understand that when you tap into the lowest vibration of the planet, consciously or unconsciously, what are you doing? You are now making yourself a vibrational match to fear, to doubt, to insecurity. Whether or not you're actually doing that in that moment, you are now more operating in that. And so guess what? Now you sit down the next morning and you're doing your meditation and you're like, oh, everything is working out for me. Everything is working out for me. I'm the creator of my reality. Everything is working out for me. And then you kind of go like, what was that noise? Did I just hear something? We get in the car. That guy looks creepy. Your subconscious mind, it's now thinking like, kind of looks like the guy that killed the parking lot killer that I saw on that true crime show. And then that criminal might be thinking, hey man, I think I could do her car. I could jump in her car and take her car and her. Look at her staring at me. I'm going to go for it. Now, I'm not saying that you're equal to the vibration of it, but I'm saying that you're now operating in it. So if you're constantly on a subconscious level because your mind is over here going, well, I don't know what's going on. I just watched a really scary movie about somebody that could have been very easily the person that my brain is attached to. And I have to be very protective and very worried and very out there and looking for solutions and being scared. So now, after you do your affirmations and after you do your morning meditation or your yoga and you have the little cup and you stir it the right way and you get all that vibration intensity up, then what? Now you're going to sit down and say, it's time for me to manifest things into my reality. But you're manifesting at the same vibration and at the same frequency and in the same energy as the fear that you experienced watching the show. It takes a long time to get that out of your subconscious mind. We operate and we manifest in our subconscious mind. We can say all day long, I am a manifester. I'm a manifester. I'm the creator of my reality. I'm perfect. I'm great. I'm the best. I'm an angel. I fucking fart rainbows, whatever. But on your subconscious level, if you're constantly thinking about fear, if you're constantly thinking about somebody attacking you, if you're worried all the time and you have this anxiety, your cells feel it. It shows on your skin. It shows in your hair. It shows in your DNA. And it shows in the way that things are showing up in your reality. It shows in the way that things are showing up in your reality. And more importantly, what's not showing up in your reality. That's what's really important. But if you were just watching shows and doing things of a higher vibrational place, instead of watching the crime Netflix show, go and spend 30 minutes talking to a tree. Go put your feet into the ground. You know what happens? You get an electrical charge that sends it all the way up your energy chakra system, all the way to the top crown. And it cleans out your energy by putting your feet on the earth. Okay. Every time you put your feet on the earth, you're lighting up an electrical grid that's cleansing your energy and restoring it. We didn't even have insomnia issues until the invention of rubber-soled shoes in like the 50s or the 60s, because we used to wear leather and we used to wear wool. And so when we are not in a vibrational state, and we are operating out of fear, out of doubt, out of lack, we are now manifesting out of fear, out of lack, and out of doubt. And so what I'm saying to you is that the common energy on the earth is doubt, fear, shame, insecurity, self-deprecation, and narcissism. Narcissism beats all of them. I know I was married to a very abusive narcissist for a very long time. Now, all of this is to say one thing. We are always creating. And if we're not energetically clean, if we're not concentrating and working on creating new vibrational points, portals in our reality, then we're operating out of fear. We're operating out of doubt. We're operating out of insecurity. And this is where things start to go really, really wrong. And this is when things start to get really, really bad. So if you are a proponent of listening to music that talks about disrespecting women, if you're listening to music that talks about murder or crime, or I'm going to get him back, or I'm, you know, revenge or anything of that nature. That's what you're manifesting out of. If you read an article about how the world's going to end, or whatever it is that's going on in social, the social reality of your existence at this point in time, I don't know what year you're listening or watching this in, but this is the year 2022, and it is September 26th, I believe, something like that. But I'm sure these are airing in October or November. So I want you to know that no matter what you're thinking about all day long, you can stare at affirmations all day long. You can stare at words of joy all day long. But on your subconscious mind, it's still in the movie. It's still in the song. It's still in the vibration of that, because it carries an energy and a frequency and a wave. And that wave will take a minute to clean out of your reality. And then you, just as it's starting to leave your reality, oh, boom, I'm going to get another one because I need the dopamine hit because I really like that. And it's fear and it's doubt and it's shame. And I like to be scared. I like to be, it feels fun. Okay. When you're manifesting in that lower vibrational state, is it fun when things aren't appearing? Is it fun that you're constantly creating and inviting, and now you start seeing in your reality more and more people who you don't want to be friends with or that aren't a vibrational match to you? No, it's not. And I see this with my clients all the time. You know, I have a whole program that I've created. It's Manifesting Miracles, and it's one-on-one coaching. It's group coaching. I have 6 weeks to success, which is a 6-week coaching program to get you from your funk to your highest. We establish what you need and we just take it and go. And then there's people who are going to have a longer term goals. They don't want a quick fix. They want really to dive deep. And I do 90 and 60 days. I also do in-person retreats and in-person sessions here on the beach in Tampa, St. Pete, Clearwater area. And I also offer one-on-one coaching as well as the podcast and digital courses. I do have a YouTube channel. So for right now. So please go check it out. And if you go to michellejlamont.com, you can sign up for my newsletter, which is phenomenal. And the newsletter has a book. You get my book instantly. Isn't that awesome? So you instantly get my book and you get the newsletter. So let me just continue with this podcasting and then we'll call it a day. So one of the most important things that I think so many people, they don't really miss the mark. They really just misunderstand and they're not processing this energy correctly. First is, it's very, 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 very important for you to be spiritually clean. So maybe this is not hanging out and talking to certain people. Maybe this is letting go of things that no longer serve you. Listen, if you're going to let your best friend call you every single day and bitch about her spouse or partner, and then they don't want to divorce them and they don't want to get rid of them, they just want to complain about them, you're not helping them. You're keeping them in a lower vibrational state. Maybe you feel good knowing that your marriage or your relationship is better than theirs, and it's an ego-driven thing that you do that. But you're not being a friend by doing it, because a friend would say, look, you need to resolve this. It is causing you so much stress and so much pain and so much aggravation. You need to resolve this. I don't want to talk about it anymore if you're not going to resolve it. That's being loving. That's being kind. That's being a good friend. You're not going to allow them to drag you down to their vibrational point. They're operating out of fear. They're operating out of shame. They're operating out of guilt. And now you're tapping into it and tapping into it and tapping into it. And guess what? They aren't able to come to any resolutions when they have you as a sounding board. You know what would be even the greatest gift? You can buy them an hour session with me. Hey, listen, I love you like you a sister, but as far as this conversation about your work, your partner, your neighbor, your best friend, your dog, your vet, whatever it is that they're just constantly complaining about, then you would just say to them, I've gotten you a gift of a 1-hour session with this amazing person, Michelle J. Lamont. She's a spiritual therapist, a life coach, and a manifestation coach. She can help you let go of anything that you are holding on to and allow you to create in real time a strategy moving forward and allow you to use your superpowers and gifts on a very energetically beautiful way. And we can start pointing the direction to positivity or resolution through working together. Because beyond the podcast, I have so many different ways to help you manifest your reality. I want you to manifest your dreams. I know that you are worthy of it, and I know that you have the ability to do it. And if nobody ever told you, I'm giving you full permission to live a phenomenal life, to be the highest and the best version of yourself. You did not come to Earth, the teaching planet, to sit quietly by and watch life go. You came here to figure it out, to master energy, and to be a divine light in this world. We need you awake. We need you engaged. We need you aware. This world needs your light. This world needs to hear your story. This world is meant for you to be a creator of it. Don't sit around your whole life wishing and hoping that one day the magic fairy is going to show up with all the fucking solutions, because the magic fairy is you. You and God are not separate, my love. You are the creator of your reality because you're always constantly creating in the quantum field. And every subliminal thought and every conscious thought, they meld into what you create. So when you are not in alignment with your energy, I have a solution for you. When things are not manifesting quickly, I have a solution for you. When you don't have enough spiritual friends, I have a class for you. I have a class coming up, and if this is the year 2022, October 30th, I have 5 seats added. It's sold out too quick, and I know a lot of you want those seats. So right now, if you go to michellejlamont.com and you click on Manifesting Masterclass, I'm going to spend 3 weeks with you and all of your new spiritual besties, and we're going to figure out together how to do manifesting the metaphysical, manifesting money. Now, you never hear me talking about money on the podcast because I don't want to teach you money. I want to teach you energy. It's that mentality. If you teach a man to fish, they can eat forever or something. I don't know. I'm a vegetarian. I don't want you catching any fish. But if you teach a man to grow his own food, he'll never be hungry. Let's say that. And so if you teach a human to plow their own path with energy, they'll never worry about money. But this class covers the metaphysical aspects. So how to handle the metaphysical, how to use the earth elements, how to use the sun, how to use the moon correctly, how to use your astrology sign, how to use your life path number, metaphysical, manifesting, and money. Okay. Now, gets even better. We have a life path number. And if you don't know what your life path number is, you really haven't scratched the surface on who you are. So I want you to go and Google life path number calculator. There's a free one, numerology.com, Tolkien Rock, and type in your date of birth, and it's going to tell you your life path number. This course is a masterclass because it elevates everything you've ever done or known. And then it takes you to the next level. So I break down if you're a 1, a 3, a 9, 11, a 22, a 33, a 7, a 4, whatever your number is, how to do this practice by your number. Genius. It's a genius way to create because it takes out all the guessing games. A Gemini isn't going to answer a question the way that a Scorpio is. And a Cancer isn't going to answer a question the way that a Leo would. And so if you're going to be all the way in spiritually, go past the podcast and go to my website and sign up. But most importantly, do something about who you are. Right now, today, make one step, one change. Read a book. Watch something else on YouTube. Besides me, no. Go ahead. You can stalk me on YouTube. Come on now. Go out into nature, ground yourself, hug a tree. You're the magic. You're the magic. You're the magic. You're the magic. And you are worth every ounce of attention that I'll give you when we work together. I love you. And I want you to go and listen to another episode and another episode and another episode, because you're going to learn something different from each and every single episode, because you're in a different vibrational state every single time. I have quite a large catalog, but I'm telling you, if you go back and you listen to it over and over and over again, you will get something different each and every time. Well, producers, it's time for you to cue the music, because it's time for me to wrap this up. I want you to be very conscious and clean with your energy. I want you to know that you are creating in the quantum field as every subliminal thought that you have. So you have to be very, very, very careful about what you're doing all the time. And if there's nothing else that you've learned from today's episode, I want you to know that you're loved. I want you to know that you're protected. I want you to start taking some risks. And I want you to know that if you need me, that you can book a free 15-minute session with me. When all else fails, you can go in and book a free 15-minute session with me. Now, right now, I'm on a 3-month wait. But you can do an hour session or a 2-hour session within weeks. And coaching and the classes are very different. The class, you can sign up for the October 30th class. Sign up. You're never going to regret investing in yourself. You're going to learn metaphysical. You're going to learn manifesting, and you're going to learn money. And then you're going to meet some of the most amazing people that you've ever known in your whole life. You're going to have, that's the one thing that I love about these classes, is how much they love each other and support each other. And I see them on social media, and I see them out meeting in person, and they live across the country, and it's just beautiful, and sometimes around the world. So if this is your first time tuning in, please, 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 please share this podcast with 5 people. That's 5 souls you're going to change right now by just sharing this podcast. Please go in and write a review. It only takes you 2 seconds. You scroll down to the bottom, and then you're going to see 5 stars, because that's what I have. Hundreds and hundreds of 5-star reviews, but I need yours right now. So please help me help more people. All right, producers, it's time to cue the music. My name is Michelle Juanita Lamont, and this has been Manifesting Miracles Podcast, and it is time for you to manifest your